essays Reaching for More focuses on the love shared by older women and younger men. Some of Hollywood's top leading ladies are paving the way when it comes to these unconventional relationships, but older women everywhere are following suit, like Lynn Snowden Pickett, who is 13 years older than her husband, Bronson, and they're here along with Peggy Northup, the editor-in-chief of More Magazine. Good morning to you all.
Good morning.
You guys, first of all, I think you guys look so great together. When I first met you, I thought, oh, well, they look like they fit. You fit well together. Yeah, now, is it true that you met at a black tie event in New York City?
Love at first sight. I didn't know very much about him at all.
But you did think, oh, gosh, I hope he's at least 30.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. Well, I just... been with the guy who was 24, and that lasted about a year, and we'd broken up, and I thought...
Wait a minute, you had dated an older man who was 24? I mean, a younger man who was 24? Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it turned out Bronson was 6 months younger than the guy I just broke up with. So, it was...
I see a pattern here.
Yeah. Well, really, I was going for people who were more in sync with what I like to do. You know, I don't want a guy who's in a rut, who's going to look at my CD collection and go, wow, you like this band?
Right.
Ooh, that's a little crazy. You know, I wanted somebody who was active, athletic, who wanted to go out, who had fun, who was interesting. And
and Bronson, what was your first reaction when you saw him?
Wow. Actually, wow. I was sitting at a table at this black tie, unfortunately, because that meant I was in a tuxedo and looked relatively good. And my head was just like this on the table, so my eyes were cast downward just a little bit, and I just saw these legs coming toward the table. And I look up, and the legs kept going, and then they went up to this.
I'm so glad I wore a dress that day.
Yeah,
it was a long black tie thing.
So yeah, it was definitely love at first sight for both of us. She was just more willing to admit it later.
Now, Peggy, what's going on here? Because of course, I think the couple that we talk a lot about, Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher, but there's also Goldie Hawn. You guys, you have a whole list of them in your magazine this month. Why is it becoming more accepted for an older woman to be with a younger man?
I think that really, women are catching up to men. I mean, now we have all this economic independence. There's a kind of confidence that comes when you're in your 40s and in your 50s, and men find that incredibly attractive. I know a lot of women who say, I'm not seeking a relationship like this. It's not like I'm on the prowl for younger guys, but younger guys are all of a sudden interested in me, mm-hmm. and, you know, because these women feel so good about where they are and they have economic independence, they can make these choices. And also, we're no longer tied as much to fertility issues.
Mm-hmm.
So the issue of, you know, are you young enough to have kids with this guy is less of a fraught issue, I think.
Are you guys, you've been married for 5 years,
yes.
Right? And would you like to have children?
Yes.
Yeah, we're actually looking to adopt right now.
To adopt.
Yeah.
Okay. Peggy mentioned the confidence level. Was that big for you, Bronson, the fact that here was Lynn and she was already established in her career and really wasn't looking for a man to sort of make her complete?
Actually, confidence makes all the difference in the world, and I would imagine that's irrespective of either sex. But it is true, as women get older, they do tend to get more confidence, even more so, I think, than men. And it does make an extraordinary difference, because a lot of sexiness comes out of confidence.
You got a lot of flack from other men about this when they found out you were seeing a younger guy. What is that all about?
Well, they don't like to think that a fancy car and a salary at some boring old job is going to impress. You know, they like to think that's what's going to lure in anyone they choose. Interestingly enough, I know they wouldn't consider me as dating material because I'm too old. So, but they don't want to hear that someone they don't want to date is dating someone who's younger, because that sort of means, oh my gosh, you mean looks count? And, you know, it's just not the norm.
Are there potential pitfalls in a pairing like this, though?
Well, I think that there are pitfalls in any relationship.
Well, look at that.
Look at the divorce rate. So, you know, the fact that, and in fact, it's women over 40 who are driving the divorce rate. That's the only place where the divorce rate is going up. I think the pitfall is always, you know, are the couple going to be in sync?
Mm-hmm.
And I think anybody can experience that. And what I hear from our readers is that women in their 40s are with men who are about their age, and they're really on this trajectory of, you know, feeling feeling ever more confident and more adventurous, and the guys become more and more in that rut you were talking about. Somebody said to me once, you know, find a guy a rut and he'll lie down in it. So, I mean, I would say, it wasn't me.
That's true.
But I would say that that is, that's the pitfall for any relationship. Is a guy going to keep up?
Okay, wait, before I go, I have to ask one question, because every older woman out there is thinking, the sex must be great. So, I mean, I have to, as a journalist, I have to ask, I mean, is can you, in a nice way, this is morning television, tell me, you know,
in a nice way, yes. How's that? But I think chemistry is what makes any relationship great, sexual, anything else. And
actually, something that you were saying before about being in sync, one of the great things about the couple that is in sync is that despite the age disparity, when you are so in touch with one another, the disparity just disappears.
Yeah, that's true.
That was never there.
Yeah, well, you know, I said it before, I really do feel like you look like you fit.
Well, it's good for the picture.
Yeah. Lynn and Bronson Pickett, thanks a lot, you guys, for sharing your story. And Peggy, good to see you as always. Appreciate it. To read more about today's topic, log on to the Early Show website at cbsnews.com.